We thought the Americans were out of the Louis Vuitton Cup, but here we have an American sailor representing the Italian team and an American sailor representing the New Zealand team. What's Francesco up to this morning, and does he not like coin tossing?
No, he's out sailing with the rest of the team, and we're doing kind of a little morning practice, putting the final touches on some things, and actually I'm going to go join him in about 2 minutes when we're done, and that's really it. He'll be around this afternoon.
Yesterday, the Kiwi sailed against the defender in two races. Do you think there's any value in sailing the defender at this stage of the regatta?
For sure. There's always great racing is always going to help your team. And from where we were, which was just next to them doing our own little in-house racing, looked like they had some good races. And it was pretty tight, some tacking, some jibing. And I think they're not going to read a lot into it, but just the fact that they were racing another strong team is good preparation.
And did you guys ever consider racing against Stirlingi?
I think we probably did somewhere. You make all of the considerations, but we decided to keep it in-house. We've got a really strong second team, and we thought we had some good practice and some good starts and races, and that's what we needed to do, so that's what we did.
Tell us a little bit about how you've filled the time since your victory in the semifinals of the Louis Vuitton Cup.
Well, at the beginning, we took a little time down, which I think is important for any high-level sports team. And then we slowly started building back up, working on the little things that we needed to work on from the last regatta, what we learned or what we were not quite sharp on, drilling, racing, starting, a variety of different things, some straight-line speed. And then a couple more days off, and then yesterday and today we'll do our pre-regatta warm-up.
Fatigue is a huge factor in this Louis Vuitton Cup and this whole thing. Are you sufficiently rested, do you think, before tackling the next stage and maybe the next two stages of this cup?
Yeah, I think the team's feeling pretty good. So we've gotten 4 or 5 days off, dispersed throughout the last week and a half. And everyone feels pretty rested. I think everyone's ready to roll.
Other than just resting, though, or taking time at home with family and stuff, is there any other way that you can unload your mind psychologically and things like that?
Well, I think you just said it. Getting away from the sailing, at least for me, and doing something with your family or with your friends that doesn't have anything to do with sailing is really the best.
Terry Hutchinson, tactician, Emirates Team New Zealand. Just one obstacle between your team and racing Alinghi in the match. How are you going to go about tackling dispatching Luna Rossa Challenge?
Well, obviously, Luna Rossa is an excellent team, and they've got great sailors throughout. And so, I think from our perspective, we take one start, one beat, one leg, one race at a time, and look for opportunities within those races to capitalize on subtle mistakes that they might make. Or, if we're behind on the first cross, you look for the opportunity to keep the race close and hope that there's an opportunity presented to you to capitalize. And as we've seen throughout, they're a great team, and so potentially those opportunities are few and far between. And with that, we've recognized probably in the past week of our training, we've put a lot of emphasis on things to ensure us the first cross and early control of the race, knowing that both teams are sailing at a high level, and the opportunities to get around and to pass are few.
Was sailing Alinghi yesterday part of your strategy in dispatching Luna Rossa?
Our strategy was to prepare our team as best as we possibly can for Luna Rossa. I think in the previous semifinals that potentially Luna Rossa was underestimated, and we're certainly not going to make that mistake. And we hold them in high regard, and at the same time, we never underestimated our opponent either, and he proved to be a very worthy adversary. So our preparation was to do what was absolutely best for us, and absolutely what was best for us to win this series.
Can you conclude anything, or can you draw anything from the racing against Alinghi yesterday?
Not really. We, in all due respect to Alinghi, we agreed to not discuss the performance of either boat, and took it at face value, as Andy pointed out, that anytime you race a high quality team,
you get better. And so, but as I said, in all due respect to them, we've agreed to not discuss boat performance or anything. And really for us, it was more about other details within our team that we were working on to make sure that we were ready for Luna Rossa.
Well, it's definitely more valuable sailing them than sailing your in-house second boat.
Well, you know, I think in a lot of ways, we're very similar to the Luna Rossa team in that, you know, our second, you know, you call it a second team, but it's really not. Anybody at any given time can step on 292, and it's a transparent, seamless transition because we worked pretty diligently in the past couple of years of making sure that we had a lot of crew rotation. So, you know, whether they're on the boat or not on the boat, they're an equal part of the team, and we get great racing from those guys. More to the point, 92 needed a maintenance day, and this was a good opportunity to get the boat prepared for the racing to come.
Terry, if there's one thing we should watch for coming up over the days in your match with Luna Rossa, in your opinion, what would it be?
I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, it so much depends on on the moment. You know, obviously, Luna Rossa did a great job. James and the guys did a great job controlling Oracle in the pre-starts. And so, for sure, you know, I think when you looked at how the teams were training in the past week, it was very mindful of what they think the other team's strengths were. You know, Luna Rossa was out doing a lot of tacks and jives, a lot of close racing, and we were out doing a lot of pre-starts. And so that's probably an indication of what you think you're getting ready to come up against. And, you know, I can't speak for them, but from our perspective, we're, you know, looking forward to close boat racing. And, you know, we're always more comfortable in a two-boat length scenario than we are in a 20-boat length scenario because the risks are smaller in the two-boat length scenario. And, you know, that's a difficult thing to think about when your opponent has had opportunities to go hard into corners and, you know, and be very successful with that. So I think if we see them going one way or the other, we're going to try to stay with them as much as we possibly can. And, you know, hopefully it's in a position of control. And if it's not in a position of control, then it's in a position to keep the race as close as possible and capitalize if there's any opportunities presented.